So, it's 1 a.m. 26 right now, and I can't sleep. And I'm bored, and I just saw this new questionnaire here. Tell me things you'd tell your bedmates. Ramble. Where are the questions? Seven questions. What is a fond memory you have of your first romance or crush? This was a very, very, very long time ago when I was in first grade, elementary school. No. Actually, it was even before elementary school. I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, America also, but here in Germany, if you didn't went to kindergarten, there is a special class for people and outcasts like me that had to go there. I don't know why I never did went to kindergarten back then, 25 years ago. It wasn't necessary to put children into a kindergarten. It's just how my parents wrote. They never put me into one, and yeah, so I had to go to this special class to prepare myself for elementary school. And back to the memory. Memory of first romance crush. Yes, this was. There was a boy. Of course, I won't mention his name. Keep my identity a secret. He was very tall and he was blonde and he had these pale blue eyes. And at that time I was just swooning over him when one girl once came up to me and asked me, "Hey, who do you like?" This was all childish and stuff, and I didn't know what to tell her, and I kind of blushed, and this was so fucking embarrassing. And yes, I told her I like this guy, and I told her please don't tell anyone, and yeah. Children's games that talk about such things. And my first memory about him was that yes, he was very tall and he kinda was acting very nice to everyone, and I really liked it. Next question. What is your favorite thing that you can see from where you are right now? Tell me why. What is my favorite? I don't know. Well, yes, I do know. Favorite thing. Think it is besides me, and it's my graphics tablet. Language is failing me right now. It's, yes, my graphics tablet. It's what I use for drawing. It's one of my hobbies, actually. It's the hobby I like the most. I draw. I draw and I write. I'm a writer. I'm a painter. I draw, I paint, I do everything. And yeah. Drawing is something I always do. as long as I can remember, drawing is my most favorite thing. Yes. It's my life's passion. It's what drives me, what gets me through the day. So next question. Tell me a silly story about yourself that you would tell me if we were hanging out. Sure, maybe. Big. Oh, says up in little in the retail, but tell me something real. Bonus points for funny ones. Funny stories. I have a really funny one, but I can't tell this actually because I fear that somebody that I know would actually listen to this and would not even, they would notice who I am, and I don't want this. I totally don't. This is, oh my god. But I can tell you something about this was back in third grade. Again, elementary school, that kind of time span. And it was about a boy, and this boy, he wasn't, I remember him, he was the son of a scientist that worked in a, can't exactly tell where, but he worked in a space center, yes. The type of space center where they... how can I say this in English? Oh my gosh, language is failing me again. They kind of do stuff about the sky and yeah, rockets and space science and astronomy, I guess. They prepare people to go into space. And one day we took a day trip there, and I noticed this boy, he was watching me all frigging day, and I got up into this spherical thingies where they try, where they train people to what is it called? They train you how it, ah gosh. It's about training someone when they go into space about the gravity and stuff. Yes. And I got turned upside down and shaken through, and I was all kind of upset, and it was cool, but at the same time I kind of felt sick, and I got down again from the spherical training gravity thingy, and as I said, this boy was watching me the whole day, and before the day trip ended he came up to me and told me, yeah, you the next time you could come with your parents, and it would be awesome if you would come. And me, 8-year-old old me, didn't understand what is he talking about. I don't like him, and I should come back here with my parents, and what does he want from me? And some weeks later, it was winter time here in Germany, and it was time for a festival that's called Carnival, and where people dress up and they dance in the streets and be all crazy and drink and party all night and day. And we had a class, we we're celebrating in a class in elementary school, and I was standing at the side. I was dressed up as a pink cat. Yes, it's kind of fucking embarrassing, but yeah, I was dressed up as a pink cat, and my mother sewed this costume, and it was actually real cute, but yeah. And I was standing at the side with cat ears and a cat tail and my costume, and I was kinda nibbling on some crisps and stuff, and they all set up there in the classroom, and they made space for dancing and stuff in there. And this boy, he was oh my god, finger was. It's so embarrassing and so funny. He was dressed up as a ninja in all black. Oh my god. And he had a balloon in his hand, and oh my gosh, we were 8 years old, and he came up to me and he asked me if I wanted to dance with him, and broody 8-year-old me decided to say no to him. I said no. He was so heartbroken after, he was so sad. He was looking down at his balloon. He said, oh my god. And I didn't understand it up until recently what he really wanted from me. And I kind of, and I look back now at this, at these moments, at the day trip in the space center, and how he looked at me all the time, and how he talked to me, and I think he kind of crushed on me back then. Yeah, I'm kind of fucking stupid. And I kind of regret it because, yeah, it's kind of stupid. I could have at least gotten a friend for life or something, I don't know. But yeah. Favorite nickname, how you got it and why you like it. My favorite nickname. It's actually the nickname my father gave me when I was a small child. And it's kinda, I guess it's kinda hard to spell in English. I don't know. DAKI. And it's pronounced in German, Ducky. And it's a kinda shortening for my name. But it's not a German shortening, it's a Serbian shortening of my name and a nickname. And I like it because it reminds me of all the good times that happened back then when I was a child, and all the happy times, and I don't know, like when we were going out and eating ice cream and all the kind of fun stuff that kids do, and yeah, playing outside. Yes, it reminds me of the good times. Next question. Least favorite nickname. How you got it and why you hate it. This is a nickname that didn't last so long because it was a nickname given to me from a girl I. How long I knew. Did I. Do you knew her? I knew her from class. Oh, class 10 through 13. 13 because college lasts 3 years here in Germany, and yes. 3 years, and she actually kinda. It was this nickname, it was my normal name, but she. How do I say? She kinda warped it to be into a male version of my name, and she pronounced the A at the end kinda weirdly, and ugh, I hated it. It was so wrong, and ugh. Blah. Luckily, it didn't last long. Ugh. Only she called me like this, and ugh. I didn't liked it at all. It was terrible, terrible nickname. What's the most illegal thing you've done? Did you get caught? How did you make your getaway? This I can remember quite vividly. And it was back, how old was I? I think I was 6 years old when this happened. I don't know exactly. 6 years old, and it was Christmas market at my town. And there was this candy stand. They were selling all kinds of hard candy, bonbons, and chocolates, and all this kind of treats and stuff. And oh, I was so impatient. I couldn't wait for my father to pay for a bag of this candy. There was this purple, pinkish kinda candy. It was square shaped, and it has had this white swirls in it, and it tasted kinda minty and sweet at the same time, and I couldn't wait. So I just my head wandered to the stand when the owner didn't look, and I picked one and stuffed it in my mouth and chewed, 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 and then swallowed it, and yes, and I got away with the bag of candies that my father paid, and I stole one. And I remember I had such a, oh my gosh, my conscience afterward. I felt so horribly bad after this. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad, and I felt terrible, and I was almost having nightmares because I stole it, and oh, I had no one to tell it any, I couldn't tell anyone, and I felt so bad. And it was so weird. I just told recently someone, like a few months ago, that I did this, and they laughed at me. It's so stupid. And no, I didn't get caught. The last question. Tell me about a childhood friend who you've since lost touch with. Why do you still think of him, her? What do you remember best about him? Do you wish them well or ill? Now invent a present life for them from what you know. This is kind of a sad one because this childhood friend died at the age of 8. Because of cancer, she had a tumor in her stomach, and she passed away from it after a few long weeks of battle with cancer, and it's terrible, and this makes me sad, and it probably makes you sad too right now. And present life, obviously alive and kicking and well, but. And now I'm kind of bit sad. And I don't want to dwell on it. And this was the curious questioner. Yeah. Bye.